After a few quiet months, summertime TV has gotten busy again. HBO's already started with new episodes of True Blood, and this past weekend presented the season premiere of Curb Your Enthusiasm. But there's a lot more on the immediate horizon, so much that our TV critic David Bean Cooley says this may be the biggest single week ever for fresh quality television.
I know it's hot and it's summer, but for me it's been like Christmas. I've been opening up delivery envelopes filled with preview DVDs of returning TV series, and it's been one gift after another. I've seen and enjoyed them all. And now, starting this week, you can too. It's a ridiculously rich feast of terrific television shows, but not on broadcast TV. On the broadcast networks, the only example of intelligent involving TV right now is NBC's Friday Night Lights, which presents its fabulous finale on Friday. But that same finale was shown months ago on satellite TV and has been available for a while as a DVD box set, so it's not exactly new, just prominently recycled. For the record, though, let me praise Friday Night Lights one last time. What a brilliantly acted, wonderfully understated show. The other great shows appearing this week are on cable and, like Friday Night Lights, are likely to earn a spot on my end-of-year top 10 list. On Wednesday, FX begins the final season of Rescue Me, Dennis Leary's drama about New York firefighters. It's time to wrap up just before the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and it begins with as much audacity and unpredictability as always. Also on Wednesday, DirecTV, the same satellite service that sneak previewed Friday Night Lights, becomes the only network, not just the first, to show a new season of Damages. That's the drama starring Glenn Close as a ferocious lawyer. And on Sunday, AMC presents the fourth season premiere of Breaking Bad, starring Bryan Cranston as a high school chemistry professor turned meth manufacturer. With the same network's Mad Men not delivering any new shows until 2012, Breaking Bad pretty much holds undisputed title rights as the best TV show of the year, period. I've seen three new episodes of Breaking Bad, two of Damages, and nine of Rescue Me, and they've all been fantastic. Rescue Me features supporting work by Callie Thorne that is so amazing she displays a lot more talent and range in her few scenes here than she does as the star of her own cable drama, the recently launched Necessary Roughness. Damages features a steal-the-screen recurring role too, with John Goodman playing the head of a Blackwater-type military operation. It's a very different kind of role than he played as a professor in the first season of Tremé, but it's another vital, vibrant contribution to another outstanding TV drama. And what can I say about Breaking Bad? Without giving away key plot points, almost nothing. But this show simply has to be seen. From the start, it's been charting the trajectory of Walter White, played by Bryan Cranston, from desperate anti-hero to defiant villain. He got into the meth business only after getting a diagnosis of terminal cancer and wanting to leave a nest egg for his family. But even after his cancer went into remission, Walter kept cooking. At the end of last season, Walter was held captive in his own meth lab, about to be killed on orders from his equally mild-mannered drug lord, Gus. Walter countered with the only move he had, dispatching his partner and former student, Jesse, brilliantly played by Aaron Paul, to murder the chemist designated as Walter's replacement. That's how last season ended. I won't reveal what happens, but I will say that Gus, played by Giancarlo Esposito, eventually visits the underground meth lab to confront Walter, who's still held captive. As Walter pleads his case, explaining why he shouldn't be replaced by one of Gus's flunkies, Gus doesn't say a word. Instead, in a scene that's increasingly intense, he changes slowly and silently into plastic coveralls, while reaching for and unleashing the blade of a box cutter.
Oh, is that what you want? This short order cook? You're not flipping hamburgers here, pal. What happens when you get a bad barrel of precursor?
How would you even know it? And what happens in summer when the humidity rises and your product goes cloudy? How would you guard against that, huh? Gus, you do this, all you'll have left is an $8 million hole in the ground. This lab, this equipment is useless without us, without Jesse and myself. You have no new product. You have no income. Your people up there will not be paid. Your distribution chain collapses. Without us, you have nothing. You kill me, you have nothing. You kill Jesse, you don't have me.
There's so much to love about Breaking Bad. It's got a pace unlike any other show on television, and a visual sensibility rivaled only by Mad Men. And with a great cast headed by Cranston and Paul, it boasts one of TV's strongest acting companies. By the way, this bounty of summer riches, like a sudden display of fresh fruit at the farmer's market, is even more plentiful. I haven't even mentioned TNT's The Closer, the Kira Sedgwick series that launches its final season this week, or the Sci-Fi Network's very amiable, fairly clever roster of new and returning Monday shows. All of these summer series, including True Blood and Curb Your Enthusiasm, are better than most of the new fall shows the broadcast networks are about to offer. So enjoy them while you can. The harvest is in.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of TVWorthWatching.com and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey.